And over here, the zoo, in our case, over here, that she can't bring Edim, so for sure, over here, nobody knew vice place. The curl didn't go out, people weren't talking, nobody remembers that at the time of the chuppah, she was a psula. So since by her chasna, there's no curl going out, people don't talk about it like that, is this for the ruba? There's something wrong with her rife. So if so, that's a reason to say that maybe she was an almana. That's why this rive is not called a good rive, because there's something wrong here, why there was no curl. For the Gemara, if you tell me like that, e kola nisis besulois, yesh la koil, if every time a besula gets married, like everybody knows about it, and the koil goes out, people start talking about it, so if so, by this case, since nobody spoke about it, there was no koil, so that should be evidence that for sure she was an amana. That's like an anansadi. So if so, kiyosi edim, even if we have edim to say that they saw the way she went down to the chuppah, with the hair uncovered, my heve, like so what? Lachur, we should say, hanach sadi shakrininu. We should say these edim are lying. If you're telling me now that every lady that gets married a besula, there is a koil, so by this chasna, if there was no koil, went out, nobody knew about it, so for sure she was an amona. So lachur, that's an anansadi. So how could we believe these Edim? We shouldn't even believe the Edim. We should say the Edim are lying. So Mar says like this, Elo the Pshat like this, Elo Amar Ravina. Rav HaNisayis Besula Yesh LaKoil. Not that every time you get married in a Besula there's a Koil, but Rav, the majority of the times when a Besula gets married, there is a Koil going out. But Vizu over here, Ho V'yein LaKoil, since she does not have a Koil, it's Isla Laruba, that's all. There's just something wrong with her rive. But it's not like 100% she was an amana. Because there are a minority of people that even though they got married by a psulais, there was a no curl went out. So it could be that she was a psula. I no curl went out. It's possible. So you want to say the other way though. But let's say for sure she was a psula because rov nashim that get married, the majority of weddings are the first time. That's true, but here there's something wrong with this wedding. Since from this wedding no koil went out, there's something wrong. So therefore she doesn't have a rive to her side. She only has a tainus bari that she says she was a psula, and the husband tainus back, no, he knows for sure that you're an amona. Therefore she has no right to get the money with the amaitse mechaveru all over raya. Now the Mishnah says, "In yesh leidim shiotze benuma, if she could bring proof, edim, that the time with the chasmas she went out, we'll see later next blot, she went out with a special veil, or she was wearing, had a special canopy they used to make there for a besula, so that's the proof that she was a besula. For the Gemara, v'leichosh dilma mafko edim by bedina. If you tell me now that she brings edim to Bezdin, that she was a besula, she can collect $200, mashma she doesn't have to hand in the ksuba. Even though she doesn't hand in the ksuba, still she could collect $200. So the kasher is then, let's be afraid, she'll go to this bezin today with the two edim, and she'll collect the $200. But for her, maybe next week, mafkula l'ksuba, she'll take out her ksuba, like maybe she was lying, she hid the ksuba. And she'll get 200 anyway, because she has edim. And next week, she'll go to a different bezin with the ksuba, by Bezdin the Gvia Bay, and she'll collect the second time another $200. Like if you're telling me now she has a right to ask for the $200 even though she doesn't have a ksuba, like here, she's only coming with Edim. So we should be afraid that tomorrow she'll come with the ksuba to another Bezdin and collect a second time. So who the halacha should be then maybe, you don't have to pay up the money unless she gives you the ksuba. It should have been a takana that if she says she lost the ksuba, tough. I don't have to pay anything until you give me the ksuba. So how come our Mishnah says that if she has edim alone, she has a right to collect the ksuba? So when it says, Amar Bavua, from here it's a proof, Amar Bavua, Zois Samaras, from here it's a proof, Kais Vin Shaver, that the halacha is, we write a receipt. If you write a receipt, whenever you pay off, the husband has nothing to lose then. He pays up for $200 now. I, tomorrow, shall go to another bezdin with the ksuba, but he has the receipt that he paid her up already. No, because the Havre Miner is, there's a machlekes to Gemara and Bar Basra. One man the Yama says, ain't kais v'n shaver. It's not so easy, it's not so convenient to write a receipt. Because then the one that paid up has to hold the receipt. And if something happens, he loses the receipt, he'll be stuck, he'll have to pay again. So it's not such a good takona to write a receipt. So here we have a proof, no, we have no brayer, we have a brayer, but we see even though places that there are a star, that there is a star around, if a guy complains and says, pay me up, and I lost my star, we'll believe him, but if they both agree that he owes the money, you have to pay up. Now you can't say, I'm not going to pay until you give me the star, but the locher is, you write a receipt, even though it's not so easy, because now you're going to have to hold on to your receipt. So that's the locher, you have a raya, we write receipts. We have Papa Amanora. Papa says maybe from here there's no proof. We have Papa Amar Bemokim Shein Kaisvin Ksuba Askinan. Our Mishnah is talking about a place that for Chlal they don't write a Ksuba. There are different places. Some places they write up the Shtar Ksuba, and certain places you don't have to write up the Shtar. It's like a Tznai Bezdin. When you get married, even without writing it up, it's like it's written up. Everybody knows it's a Chiyuv Ksuba. So in such a case, there has to be a Shaver receipt. Like if you don't write a Shtar, so then when the husband has to pay up, what's going to stop the wife from collecting five times? So in such a case, everybody agrees you have to write a receipt. The only machlokes is, in the case when they write a shtar, they give you a shtar. Now the question is, can the person say, I lost the shtar, and I want you to pay me up anyway? That's the machlokes. One man yama says, nothing doing. If you lost your shtar tough, he doesn't have to pay up. The other one says, no, even though you lost the shtar, if you agree you own the money, pay up, and they'll write you a receipt. But from our Mishnah, you have no proof to that, Shaila. Because here we're talking about in the place that they don't write a shtar at all, so them shita, you have to write a receipt. Vika the master law abraisa. Some learn this machlek is this proof on abraisa. Says like this, abraisa says, if the ksubasa, she lost the ksuba. Or else hitmina, she hides the ksuba. Hitmina ksubasa. Or else nisrafa ksubasa, she burnt the ksuba. Now, if they danced in front of her, she has eidim that they danced in front of her by the chuppah, that they were clapping, laughing in front of her, or else we'll soon see they brought in front of her a cup of wine by a chuppah, that was a minig to do by a psula, or else the minig was used to put a sheet in front of the psula by the chuppah, that showed that she was a psula. So it's like this. If she has Edim that one of these things took place by a chuppah, even though the ksuba she lost or she burnt, she has the right to collect $200, even though she burnt or she lost or she hid a ksuba, still it says if she has Edim that one of these things happened by a chuppah, that's a proof that she was a psula, and she deserves to collect $200. That's a brisa. So Gemara asks now, why? Valechush, why should we be afraid? Dilma mafka edim by bezdim. Let's say she go to one bezdim with edim that she had the kais in front of her by the chuppah, and she'll collect 200 for gviya. And now the next week, vada mafka luksubasa by bezdim. Let's be afraid next week, she like, now she was only hiding a ksuba. Let's be afraid next week she'll take out a ksuba and collect a second time from another bezdim $200. For gviya bo. That's the cash we have on that price. Samar Bavura, Bavura says, Zoysa Meris, again, from this price it is the proof, that Kaisvin Shaver, from this price it's the proof, again, that even though they wrote up the Ksuba, and she says she lost it and really she's hiding it, still she has a right to collect the money? Aye, how come? What's going to stop her from doing it a second time? It has to be that such a takana that whenever you pay up, even though the person lost the shtar, you have to pay him up now, and you'll get a receipt. We see that we do write receipts, and Enechanami, now you're going to have to watch it and not lose the receipt. So Saraya, we write receipts. We have Papa Amano again, no, it could be we don't write receipts. In a place that the right is shtar, we tell you, you hold on to the shtar. And if you lose it tough, you can't collect. You can only collect with the shtar, because the other person doesn't like receipts. So Rav Papa Amar B'mokim Shein Kaisvin Ksuba Askinan. I this brisa that says she could collect with Edim without the shtar is talking about a place that they don't write a ksuba. If they don't write a ksuba, then for sure you have to write receipts. It's only a question when they do write a shtar, then we say, don't pay up until you give me back the shtar. But in the place that they don't write up shtaros, then they have to write a receipt. So you want to tell me now this brisa is talking about then a place that they don't write a shtar. For tomorrow, how could that be? For if the ksuba saktoni, it says clearly here she lost the ksuba. Mashma, they do write it, just she lost it. And the Gemara, the cost of la'iyu, talking about even though it's a place that they don't write the ksuba, he wrote her a ksuba. It's a special case that he wrote it for her. And for the Gemara, if so, the saif, mafkula v'govi bay. So what? But if you tell me now that there is a ksuba here, again, we have to be afraid that maybe she'll collect it. So how can we make him pay up now? And the Gemara, Mayiv the Ivdabor, what does it mean she lost it? It was burnt. Not that time she lost it. We know for sure it was burnt. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Hainu Nisrafor. That's the case if it's burnt. It says two cases, lost and being burnt. For Yoid, Hetzimino, Maikla Meima, it says the case that she hides it. So hides it Mashma that she has the Ksuba. For Su, if the Lomali, what do you have to say the case that she lost it for? That's Mamash Hetzimino. Elo, the Pshaf from the Brace is like this. Call if any time she loses it, Ki Hetzimino, Befaneno Dami. It's like she's hiding it in front of us. Enochanami. And then, V'lo Yavinenlo. We tell her, don't let her collect the Ksuba. Calls the man, she has the Ksuba, and she only says she lost it. Or she's hiding it. We tell her, don't let her collect. Because it could be really, we don't write a shaver. We don't write receipts. So in a place that you have Yishtar, we're not going to let you collect until you give Yishtar. And until the Yamri Yedim, you can have Yedim that tell us, Nisrafo Ksubasa. If you have Eidim that say the Ksuba was burnt up, then we'll let you collect with the Eidim. Because then we're not afraid you'll come to collect the second time. Or Anokmo, if we know the Shtar was burnt up, now there's no way she can collect. So then we'll be Mekel to write a receipt. But it could be, Kozumar, we have a Shtar, we don't write receipts. So Gemara says, Man di Masnil Abraisa, the one that says there's no proof in this Braisa, Kol Shchena Masnitsin. For sure there's no proof in the Mishnah, we can answer the Mishnah very good. Of a man, the master of Maslisan, the one that brought the proof from our Mishnah of a Braisa loy, but the Braisa he agrees from the Braisa was a good proof that you always have to write receipts. Why? Kikusha, because of all those kashes, it's mashma clearly there is a ksuba there. It says she lost it, she hid it. Mashma is talking about a place where there was a ksuba. And still we say she can collect without a ksuba. Aye, why are we afraid to collect a second time? So from the Braisa, there would be a proof that we hold, you always have to write a receipt. So if you have to write a receipt, it don't make enough communion if she has the ksuba or not, even if she lost the ksuba. If she has Eidim that she deserves $200, the husband will have to pay her, and later he'll receive a receipt. If he gets a receipt, she can't collect a second time. Right, the Mishnah then says, if she has Eidim, she went out Benuma. Again, throughout the Gemara of Aleichas, let's be afraid. She'll bring these Eidim to one Bezdin that she was a Psula and she collects $200. And then she'll go to a second Bezdin and collect again $200. Like, why don't you be afraid with the Eidim? She'll get two different pair of Eidim and go to two different Bezdins. There it is again. Like so the Mishnah is talking about a case where we don't write Ksubis. So in a place where you don't write a ksuba, there's no way out. Vade kasvin and shaver. When you have no other way out, then for sure that the corner is, you have to write a receipt. So mainly here, where she doesn't have a ksuba, if she'll come with Eidim that she was a psula, she'll collect the $200, but she has to give back a receipt. If the husband has a receipt, he has nothing to lose, she can't collect the second time. Now the Braisa said, what was the simonim that she was a psula by the chuppah? Heviru lefnea kreshul psura. They used to bring in front of her a cup of the surah that we say things over the cup. For the Gemara, my kaiso b'sura. What do you mean a cup that we say things or that's telling us that she's a psula? What type of cup? Omer avada barava kais yain shel truma. Ma'aviru lefnea. We used to bring in front of a kala that was a psula a cup of wine from truma. Kloima, what does it mean to say? Ruya hoisa zu lecha b'truma. In other words, she's a psula, she didn't live with a man before, she didn't have znus, she's allowed to eat truma. For the Gemara, maskula rapapa, otu amona mila yochla b'truma. Like, what did the God do with us? We're mesupik whether she was married once before or not. Maybe she's an amona. If she was married before to a husband, and she's a bula, and the husband died, she's allowed to marry a kai now, she's allowed to eat truma. So what's the proof, the fact we're giving her now a cup of wine in front of a truma, like saying that she's a psula? What's the proof she's a psula? She could be an amona, that's also a lot of truma. Ella's like this. We say like this in front of them. Zu racious, kitruma racious. She means this is the first time she's getting married. This is the first time she's living with a man, this kala, kitruma racious. Just like truma is the first thing you take off from the tevil. That's what we mean to say. We bring a cup of truma, like to say, just like truma is the first thing taken off, who are then deceased, she's a psula, the first time she's getting married, living with a man. Tanya Rebbe Yehuda Omer, that the meaning was like this. Chov Yesho Yain Mavrin Lefanera. They used to bring a barrel of wine in front of the Kala. And Omer Rav Ada Bar Rava, the Psula, if the Kala was the Psula the first time, Mavrin Lefanera Stuma, used to be the closed barrel. That was the meaning. So everybody like Shino, she's a Psula. And there were Edim that saw it. So there would be a shadow later on how much Chesubra is, everybody would know she deserves $200. Bula, let's say this, the Kala is a Bula, she lived with a man before, so then she only deserves to get $100. So the minig was, Mavirun Lefnei Psucha, they used to bring a barrel of wine that was opened. So Edim, everybody knew like she's a Bula. So there'll be a shadow later, how much does she get? There'll be Edim, she only gets $100. Fred Gemara, like Amai, why do you go so far to do like this, like to embarrass Salachura? Never kami besula, the kami bulula never. The better the corner would be is if the kalam is a besula, good, then we'll bring a barrel of wine in front of her. Let everybody know she's a besula. But on the side that she was a bula, that the corner should be, don't bring a barrel at all. Instead of making an open barrel to embarrassing her, don't let there be a barrel at all. That's a better way. So Mar says, no, that's no good. Why? Because Zimnin, what could happen later on, again, future years, 20 years later, the husband gives her a get, and it's a shal about a ksuba now. So sometimes the Tafsi Masayim, she's going to grab $200 from husband. For Yomer, she's going to say, I know a besula avoy. You know, by the chuppah, I was a besula. I deserve to get $200. And he's going to say, no, you're an amona. So he says, listen, if you're right, you're a besula, bring me edim. How come you can't bring me edim about the barrel of wine? So if the takana was that by an amana, all they did was they didn't have a barrel of wine at all, she'll say like this. She'll say, really, she was a psula. I, by my chasna, how come I have no edim? They brought a barrel of wine in front of me. And I just happened. Punk, the day of my chasna, the guy got sick, that's supposed to bring the barrel of wine. See, if the only minig of an amana was not to bring it all, it could be, even though she was really an amana, she could lie to us. She'll say she was a psula. Aye, how come there's no barrel of wine? Something happened, the guy couldn't bring it that day. But now that the corner is, that if she's an amana, we bring an open barrel, so there'll always be Edim there knowing exactly what happens. If the barrel is closed, everybody knows she's a psula. If the barrel is open, everybody would know she's an amana. So if that was the minig, then she can't lie. So that's why it's better to have it that way. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad Meraktan Lefnei HaKala. When you go to a chasna, how are you supposed to dance in front of the kala? So Rashi yids, Ma Oimrim Lefnei, what do you say in front of her? Like really, Bechoni has to kasha. When you ikka simcha by a chasna, really is simchas chosin. When your Maram Brocha says, you're supposed to do Samech the chosin. That's the ikka of the simcha. He says, because the chosin is mitzvah to have children for revu, so the ikka simcha is supposed to be by the chosin. Sakon the Gemara says Loshon of Ketzim Rakhn of Nekala. What about in front of the Chosin? What's up with how do you dance in front of the Kala? So he wants to answer like Rashi says it means, what do we say in front of her? In other words, what we're trying to do really is to make the Chosin happy. If you say nice things about his Kala, that makes him feel happy. So really what we're trying to do is make the Chosin happy. How do you make him happy? By saying nice things about his Kala in front of him, that makes him feel happy. Therefore, Ketzim, what are we supposed to say in front of the Kala? The Rashi says, Lav Davka, what do we dance? I mean, even when we're dancing, we said things. What do we say? So, Beishama Yerim Beishama says, Kala Kamoshi. You're not allowed to lie. You have to say exactly what she is. So, Rav Tosfos speaks out to him, Yeshba Mum, if she's not such a good one, Yishtakul, just keep quiet. Lo Yishabchul, don't give a shvach. But you have to say the way she is. If she's nice, nice, you have to say the truth. Oh, Beisil Loimrim, no. Kala Nova Chasuda. No matter what type of a kala she is, you're supposed to say she's beautiful, she's nice, the best of the best. Strashi chutzah chesed mashechle. She's mamish, looks delicious. She's a chesed there, chutzah chesed. She's gushmak. Supposed to say in front of the chosin. Even though she doesn't look so nice, still you're supposed to be mishabecha. Fred Gemara omulem beisham lebeisilul. So beisham is the back to beisilul. Harei shoyisach geres. What's going to be if she's a lame, a hunchback? Oy Suma, real she's blind. How can you say Kala no Chasuda if she's blind? That's a mum. How could you say nice things? How can you say she's beautiful? She's perfect. I'm Rimlo Kala no Chasuda. Like how could you say that? The Torah says Midvasheka Tirchok. You're not allowed to lie. You have to go away from a lie. So they show me it's Mesilla. How can you lie?
Armu lem beisilu, beisilu answers back to Beishamai. The Devreichim, according to you, mi shalokach mekach ram in ashuk. Let's say somebody bought something, and he got a lemon. He bought it, he brought it home ready, he bought a car, and the car's a lemon. Yishabchu b'yeinov or yignenu b'yeinov. Now that he bought it already, it's over, it's too late, what are you supposed to tell him? Are you supposed to tell him he got a lemon, terrible? Or are you supposed to tell him he got a good thing? Have a yoyim, Beisilu says the story is, yishabchenu b'yeinov. You should tell him it's good already. Like, don't make fights. You have nothing to gain anymore. If he could give it back, tell him the truth. But if not, he bought it already. Yishabcheu b'yenov. Nima shabeichem. Tell him it's nice. And Mikanam of Mir, we said, Mikanam of Chomim, Yerlam te daitoi shalodim urevis and abrius. A person is supposed to act nice and try and have friends and be nice for people. In other words, always try and make the other person feel happy. The kids that are the Ritva explained, this is the side of Darki Sholem. To make peace, sometimes you're allowed a lie. The yisoid of a lie means, really, sheker means what Hashem doesn't want you to do. Emes means what Hashem wants you to do. That's called the truth. Moshe Mayakov Avinu. Mayakov Avinu, his midah was emes. And if you want to know anybody that lied the most in the Torah is Yaakov Avinu. The most lies we find is by Yaakov. He said on the Esav, he lied, he's Esav. On the Esav Bechorcha, he wasn't the Bechor. So the pshat is, a real sheker means what Hashem doesn't want. And real emes means what Hashem does want. And by Yaakov, even though it looks to us like sheker, but Hashem wants him to do it, that's called emes. So mishum darkei sholem, Hashem wants us to have sholem. Ben odom lechaveroi, ben oi ben ish lishtoi, sometimes you're allowed to lie. So therefore, you know, that's Beisil l'shita. Beisil holds, in order to make the chasim feel happy about his kala, or if a guy bought something, even though it's a lemon, but you're supposed to make him feel happy, as midas of sholem, you're allowed to lie and tell him it's good. Who are then by Hilchos Rechilus is brought down. Certain times you're allowed to lie. The guy says, ask you, had to say, I just saw you talking to my friend, and I know he told you about me. I want to know what he tell you about me. So even though the guy told you bad things about him, you're allowed to lie and said he said good things about you. To make shalom, to make peace, sometimes you're allowed to lie. All right, you have to know how far to go with it. But that's the side here, though. The Basila says, I'll stark a shalom, you're allowed to say, you're allowed to lie. But Yosef Abdimi Yamahochi Moshe Kaime Kalsa Marova. When you used to have a kala in Eretz Yisrael, you used to sing in front of her like this. Like Kochol, she doesn't need eye makeup. Like Sorok, she doesn't need powder. Like Pirchois, she doesn't need other things she doesn't need. V'yalaschein, still she looks beautiful. In other words, used to Meshabecha. She doesn't need makeup. Even without the makeup, still she's Yalaschein. All right, we'll stop here.